We're answering the internet. A variety of questions. Could be anything, really. Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland. Let's see. Who wants this one?
Oh, I do.
This is okay. Hot wings.
Yes.
You have 30 minutes to live.
Oh.
What are you going to do?
Probably feel pretty bad.
I think what we all want to know is, are you still going to get the bagels we talked about earlier?
I would, first and foremost, I would order the bagels.
Okay, good.
And slap down some cash. If I had 30 minutes to live, I would get to my two children as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And then try to step out of the room 30 seconds beforehand right. so they didn't have to see me melt
yeah,
or
right.
explode or whatever happens.
Whatever
to me.
Horrible thing this card has. I think that's yeah. the, I mean, you know.
I mean, that's,
you'd have to be like in your early 20s and single where you'd be like, hey, go find the hottest girl I can.
Oh, yeah. I'd steal a Ferrari and
you have to be
a whole cheerleading team.
You have to be unencumbered by love to do the fun stuff.
I'm going to rob a bank.
You guys are thinking about this all wrong.
What would you do?
You got to walk out. You know, like how when cats and dogs get really old and they don't want you to see them die. So they walk away and they die and you never find them. So you can always ask yourself, did they die or run away? But you know they died.
Mm-hmm.
Walk into the woods where nobody's going to find you, die, and then let your life and how it ended be a mystery. You'll be a TV show. You'll be a podcast. Your name will live on forever.
And it's great because families love not knowing what happened to their loved one. I see a lot of families where their life gets better when they don't know where their loved one went.
Yeah, it's always nice when they can just dwell on that for decades.
All right, I'm sure we've done this one before, but I think the answers are fun. So, and I doubt any of us will say the same thing. And maybe we will. Maitland, you're first. Who is the hottest celebrity that you would have a chance with if you got a chance to get to know them and they you?
Pete Davidson.
You think so?
I think so.
Do you fall into the Pete Davidson is hot category?
Yeah, and I think he'd love me.
You're probably right, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no Ariana Grande, but I think I'm more attainable for him, and he's equally as attainable for me.
Equally?
Yeah.
All right.
No one's reaching. No one's settling there.
I mean,
even playing field.
He might be. I mean, you're great and all, but he's dated like some of the most famous, beautiful men in the world.
We're just talking about looks here.
Okay. Steve?
I mean, Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm. I support you, bestie.
That's the one that I was thinking.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah, I mean, she's fine and I'm fine, so you know.
Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria.
Yeah.
And pop culture.
Uh-huh.
You think what do you think the two of you would have in common that she would find attractive?
Again, we're both just we're middle of the road average people.
Kelly?
The lead singer of Creed.
Scott Stapp?
Yeah. For sure.
Do you think he's good looking?
Not at all. Which is why I have a chance.
But he's so animated when he sings.
I know. I'm just being realistic here because in my head I'm like, Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, both of them.
You think you'd get in that marriage?
No, I don't stand a chance. So you ask me who I stand a chance with? Lead singer Creed.
Steve and Kelly have different outlooks.
Yeah. Rob Thomas.
Oh,
love him.
Meg from Family Guy.
Like not Mila Kunis as Meg.
No, Meg is probably the best I could do. No, I think maybe like Jenna Fisher. I think I'd have a chance with Jenna Fisher, Pam from The Office.
She seems pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Free Beer?
Kevin from The Office.
We both do good voices. Whoa.
Toby.
How many M&Ms do you think I can eat right now? I don't know.
Do you make your own chili?
No. Oh. But I would be pretty likely to drop it. So that could happen. Maybe mine's Angela. Not the actress. Not Angela Kinsey, but actually the uptight lady on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hot wings.
Yes.
This is a gambling one. Okay. And it's money. I know you love money.
Oh, boy. And I love gambling.
You're going to spin a roulette wheel.
Yes.
If it lands on red, you get 10 years in prison.
Oh, no.
But if it lands on black, you get $100 million. Would you spin it?
Oh.
Let's assume for a moment there's no green zero or double zero on there. So it's truly 50-50.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not taking that. I mean,
Kelly, are you a yes?
Yeah.
If you're a firm yes.
35, about to be 36. I'll be out by the time I'm 46. If I go to prison, I'm fine. But the chance that I get to make $100 million, you said $100 million?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there any chance I'd get out early for good behavior?
I mean, probably. It's overcrowded.
Yeah.
No, but it has to be no. I mean, because otherwise, yeah, we'd be very nonviolent people, so they'd let us go easily.
Yeah, but you'd go to like one of the country club prisons.
Yeah, if it was that, maybe. But I'm thinking like real prison.
Well, since it's 50-50.
Country club prison.
Steve, will you flip the world's largest coin for Kelly and see if she's going to jail or getting the money?
Yep.
All right. Heads, $100 million. Tails, see you in a decade.
I'm a girl.
$100 million.
Whoa. Wow. That's awesome. Well, that's nice for you.
Yeah,
Steve,
nice
you want to try it for you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, Steve. Same thing. Heads.
Can I flip it for myself or does somebody else?
I trust you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heads, money. Tails, jail. Money!
Yeah!
I think you're a fool.
Okay, well,
this
thing's for me.
Giving money away.
Do it for me.
What an idiot.
Hey.
All right.
Spin that roulette wheel in the shape of a coin here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have time now that sentence is still going.
Yeah. Shut up. Flip it.
$100 million.
Oh man.
Mm. Yeah.
Freebeer, you got to want in on this.
Yeah. Flip it. Tails being jails.
Oh, great. You're going to jail. What about Maitland? Is Maitland
going to jail?
Who cares?
You've lost me. You guys are all gonna be sad.
Maitland, you want this flipped?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Oh,
man.
Here we go. $100 million?
Four of us have $100 million.
Well, three of us do. I just don't have anything.
What do you mean? You got $100 million.
But I would have said, no, don't spend it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's true. At least you're still alive. And now the Loverman and the Sisters.
Yeah, I can still just live my life the way I was doing
it. Kegel podcast.
And because I'm so good of friends with everybody else, you guys would probably at least buy me like a nice birthday present.
Yeah.
Very.
Like maybe get me some nuts at Costco or something.
Yeah. Oh man,
I'd do that.
Their
peanuts
pistachios?
Are great. No, I don't like pistachios as much as the peanuts.
So
but the peanuts
to hear
are
about
amazing.
Your stupid pistachios.
They're really
hope one
great.
Of you drowns in the bag.
Whatever, you're in prison. So
yeah, of course. Yeah. Your life
weirdly,
is over.
I weirdly have my feelings hurt by the randomness of that coin singling me out in such a karmic way.
Yeah, you're not gonna be more handsome and physically fit in 10 years. I mean, like you're losing the best years of your life right now in prison.
I don't know. Teresa from The Real Housewives of New Jersey got out of prison after she did all that tax fraud stuff, and she looked great. I think she took up yoga in prison or something, and she came out looking better than ever.
See, prison's not bad, kids.
Yep.
Yeah, but she's still her.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, last question.
Yeah.
Steve. Kelly.
Yeah.
Hot Wings Maitland.
Okay.
All of you. Would you rather fart popcorn or sneeze butter?
Fart popcorn.
Fart popcorn.
Fart popcorn.
Yeah, is it edible?
Yeah, I would rather fart
popcorn.
Yeah, it's
chocolate popcorn. Covered.
Yeah, would you eat it? If I say it's edible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popcorn's good.
No, I'd rather sneeze butter. It's not that different than what happens now.
One of us has to sneeze butter, though, so we can butter our popcorn.
Oh, man. That's disgusting. Yeah, I mean, the butter seems like it would be a real hassle. Like, every time you sneeze and you ruin your clothes.
This text.
You get all over your hands. Mm-hmm. You're covered in butter. No.
This text. When Hot Wings said Jenna Fisher would be the celebrity he'd most likely have a chance with, I was certain he said Jeff Fisher, former Titans and Rams coach, and I was so confused by how you all went along with it so freely and said they seem like a normal person. That only confirmed my belief.
I mean, he seems pretty cool.
Yeah, you like that mustache?